Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The beautiful thing about the Psalms is that there is a psalm for every human emotion and experience. Psalms of praise, thanksgiving, distress, betrayal, anguish, and joy. If you are feeling a particular emotion right now, there is a psalm that will speak to you. So perhaps I might encourage you during this time to look at the Psalms and rediscover the beauty of ancient biblical poetry and song. So today is Good Shepherd Sunday, where Jesus proclaims himself as the Good Shepherd in the Gospel. But I want to explore the image of shepherd through the most famous psalm of the Bible, Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me back beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now, why is this psalm so popular? Now, apart from the personal and gentle nature of trust in God's providence, the images themselves subtly awaken our religious sensibilities, which we might not notice at first glance, for the psalm is pregnant with spiritual meanings. It's also a very Catholic psalm. For example, when he says, "He makes me lie down in fresh and green pastures," hinting at a return to the Garden of Eden. Many times Jesus himself will make the crowd sit down on green pastures to teach them, and a place where he'd perform miracles. The sacraments are also hidden and evoked in the psalm. The still waters evokes the nourishing waters of baptism. There is a reference to the preparation of a banquet table and an overflowing cup, making us aware of our desire for the Eucharist and Mass. But it says so in the presence of my enemies, so not without persecution and hardship, which is really a summary of the paradox of the Christian life. The psalm says, "You anoint my head with oil." Many of the sacraments use oil, especially the anointing of the sick, as well as ordinations. Furthermore, the psalmist displays a trust and confidence in eternal life through resurrection-type imagery, which is especially fitting for this Easter season. The psalm says, "He leads me by still waters, he restores my soul." Literally in Hebrew it says, "He makes my soul come back." The psalm says that I will trust even in the valley of the shadow of death, which is really a metaphor for death itself, that even if I am in death, I can trust that God's shepherd rod and staff will be there to comfort me. And the psalm ends beautifully with, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. The Lord's own house I shall dwell forever and ever." Literally in Hebrew, it says, "for length of days," meaning indefinitely. That previous line, "goodness and mercy shall follow me," that word "follow" literally means "shall pursue me" or "chase after me." That God is such that his goodness and mercy shall chase after me all the days of my life. Maybe you might be asking yourself, now how can I trust that, or any of that, given my situation and life experience? Well, Jesus comes to fulfill the message of the psalm in today's gospel, where he says, "I am the good shepherd. I lay down my life for my sheep, and I know my sheep by name." That God will chase us, even to the point of laying down his life. Ultimately, this is a psalm about rest and trust. I encourage you today to perhaps rediscover the image of God as shepherd for you in your life. It was said that this psalm was written by King David himself, that even a king acknowledges his trust in God's providence, because before he was a king, he was a shepherd. And one of the most striking characteristics of the shepherd-sheep relationship is that control over the flock is exercised simply by the sound of a shepherd's voice or whistle. Only a special bond between an animal and a human can explain this responsiveness. and so it is with God in us. And thus, especially during this difficult time, a poetic song almost 3,000 years old can speak to us today. Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, lead us to share in the joys of heaven, so that the humble flock may reach where the brave shepherd has gone before, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.